Hey guys, appreciate all the support from y'all out there. Nothing but love always. Coming here to y'all with a new addition to my segment. This is called Homicide, Keeping It Real. June 11th. 2013. We got word of this through the news and we start digging a little bit into it and, you know, we start getting more and more information about it. A man shot and killed. Found inside the driveway of a home. Where he was dead at. He was dead in the driveway. Outside of his home. In the home's driveway. Shot one time. Bullet apparently went through his back on the right side and pierced his heart on the left. Now, the investigation started. And when it started, you know, everybody was still curious as to exactly what had happened. Because then nobody know what happened. So, you know, the story was still, you know, being developed and pieces were still trying to get pieced together and everything like that. So, comes to find out that on that particular night, there was a party. So, at this party, I guess a confrontation took place. It was two groups of guys. Confrontation took place. So, one of the guys ended up pulling out a gun. Chrome 40 caliber. And guess what? It was a visible gun, a ghost gun. So he pulled out his gun, he started firing. As he fired, everybody's running. But he's firing in one direction towards this guy. The guy jumps out the window trying to get away when he got hit in his back. Bullet penetrated his heart. Next thing you know, he's down on the ground. Blood coming out. He's leaking. So, somebody called the police. The police showed up. When the police showed up, they start doing their investigation. They starting to ask questions about exactly what had happened, what went down, what was the situation, you know, they're investigating. So, come to find out, after all the investigation, this man died about a girl. See, y'all niggas are some dickheads. I'm out of here.